Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, The Adventures of Superman.
Piece of green glowing kryptonite, a fragment of the planet on which he was born, robs Superman of all his strength when it is brought near him. Part of this fragment is now in the possession of Der Teufel, a brilliant but unscrupulous Nazi scientist, who claims that with it, he can create an atomic monster able to control not only Superman, but the entire world. Disguised as a foreign diplomat, Teufel flew to Berlin, where he disappeared. And as Superman and the police of two continents hunted for him, he came by night to a tiny inn at the edge of the Black Forest. Wearing ragged clothes and a black wig, a patch over one eye, and a battered knapsack on his back, he sits in a corner of the small, uncarpeted dining room, his face half hidden behind a newspaper. As the only other diner leaves, Teufel calls to the fat, white-aproned owner of the inn. Listen.
You, come here.
Ja, was ist?
You do not know me?
I do not know time such as you. I wish to close up now. For the meal, you owe me 5 marks.
Look closely at me. Gottfried.
How do you know my name? Who are you?
You do not recognize my voice. Well, I've been away a long time. Wait. I will remove the wig. So. And the patch from my eye. So. Now, you regard me.
Der Teufel.
Not so bad. Who else is here?
At the moment, only myself and my wife, Goethe. But the Allied soldiers are all about in the forest and on the road.
I saw them. Tell me, Professor Milk is in the hiding place.
Milk?
Yeah, Milk, the chemist, my colleague. The Allied soldiers have not captured him.
Nein, not yet.
Good. I must see him at once.
But there's...
Come, take me to the passageway. It's in the cellar, is it not? Well, why do you stand there? Take me to the passageway, I said.
Nein, Teufel, you cannot go to the hiding place in the forest. You are a great danger to us.
A danger? A danger? You blockhead. I come on a great mission to restore the fatherland. Tremendous difficulties I had in escaping from the United States and then from the Americans in Berlin.
Oh, that we know. And we know, too, that the American police traced you to Berlin, and now their police in Germany may find you. Already, just before evening, they were here at my inn to inquire if any had seen you. So far, they do not suspect that I work in the underground Nazi movement. But...
Gottfried, listen to me.
Someone is coming.
Send him away, whoever it is.
I cannot. It may be the American police. Quick, put that wig on your head and the patch on your eye.
Godfrey!
It is the American sergeant who guards the sword. Oh, Himmel. Now we are in trouble. Why did you not leave? I bet you...
Quiet, fool. Do as I say. I am your cousin from Nuremberg, Friedrich Merkel. You understand?
It will not work.
Silence. Control yourself or all is lost.
Oh, there you are, Godfrey. Why didn't you answer? Who is this man?
Ah, guten Abend, Sergeant. I did not hear you come in. I was so busy talking, recalling old times with my cousin.
Cousin, huh? I haven't seen him around before.
No. You see, yes.
I've only just arrived, Herr Sergeant, to visit my cousin, Gottfried.
What's your name?
Friedrich Melcher, mein Herr.
Where are you from?
From Nuremberg.
Let me see your papers.
What, Sergeant?
Yeah, certainly, mein Herr. Here they are.
Well, they seem to be in order.
Oh, thank you, mein Herr. The American sergeant thought perhaps I was a Nazi, Gottfried.
Oh, nein.
You Germans are all alike. Now you've lost the war, all of you say you hated Hitler, and none of you were Nazis. Well, I was just checking up. Good night.
A glass of beer before you go, huh, Sergeant? Or wine, perhaps?
Oh, thanks.
Good night, mein Herr.
Good night, Herr Sergeant. Auf Wiedersehen.
Good. He's gone. Wait, Gottfried. Lock the door and turn off the lights. Hurry. I help you.
Oh, Himmel. Never was I so scared. Where did you get the papers?
What does that matter? Hurry. Now lock the door.
Yeah, I will lock it. After you leave.
Again that. Listen to me, Gottfried. I tell you I must see Professor Milch. With his aid, I can not only control the American Superman who blocked our plans before,
but... What is that you say? You can control Superman?
Now you become interested. Well, then listen. With what is in the knapsack on my back, we will be able to control the world, let alone Superman.
What is in your knapsack?
I will show you, but first, lock the door. I will lower the shade on the window.
All right. Now the American soldiers will think I have gone to bed. Show me what is in the knapsack, Teufel.
Yeah, one moment. Ah, here it is.
A box? Is that all?
Is that all, he says. This box contains the power to completely destroy our enemies. Look.
What strange thing is that? Like a large piece of stone, only it gives off a green light. And what is that queer sound it makes?
That which you see, Gottfried, is kryptonite.
Kryptonite? Well, what is that?
It is a fragment of the former planet Krypton on which Superman was born. When he comes within 10 feet of this substance, he becomes weak and even loses consciousness.
What nonsense is this?
It is the truth I have seen for myself. And more I have seen. No, do not touch it. It will burn your hands.
It will burn?
Yeah. It is highly radioactive. I have discovered by experiments that it is more complex in atomic structure and so more radioactive than any other element known in the world. More so even than thorium, radium, actinium, more even than uranium.
Uranium? That is what the Americans used to make the terrible atomic bomb.
Yeah, but beside this kryptonite, uranium is as nothing. The kryptonite has no impurities, and its radioactive discharge, as I have myself measured with an electroscope, is 100 times greater in intensity than uranium. Do you realize what that means, Gottfried?
You become too scientific for me, Teufel. Just tell me how you plan to use this material to control Superman and destroy our enemies.
Ah, now you come to the heart of the matter, Gottfried. With Professor Milk, whose great genius I require to dissolve this substance, I will create an atom man.
An atom man?
Yeah, an atom man. A creature more deadly than a dozen atomic bombs. A monster from whose fingertips will come the power. The atomic energy which will make the great Superman his servant, his slave, and which will destroy our enemies.
Himmel, this atom man, how do you...
What is that?
Sirens. The Americans, please. They approach from the town. They must have traced you here.
They must not find me quickly. Take me to the secret passage, Vinny.
Yeah, yeah. If what you just told me is true...
It's true. With Milk's help, I can do what I say in a few days, perhaps even less. Quickly now, take me to the passageway.
Come this way to the cellar. Hurry. The police will be here in a moment. There's a tunnel under the floor. I will show you. It will take you under the edge of the forest where the Americans stand guard, to the hidden cave.
Hurriedly, the Nazi innkeeper leads the Teufel down to the cellar, to the secret passageway into the Black Forest.
We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. But first, let's stand by for a word from our announcer.
Say, gang, you kind of like Superman, don't you? Why, sure. Most of you follow his adventures in the funny papers and listen to him on the radio every day. Well, Superman is just one of the characters on those 18 different comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, in every package, there's a swell prize. Maybe a button with Superman on it, or Winnie Winkle, or her brother Perry. The pictures are in full comic strip colors on sturdy metal with a handy pin on the back so that you can wear your whole collection of buttons on your jacket or dress or cap. You'll want to collect all 18 of these brand new comic buttons, so it's a good idea to hold tight to any duplicate. Then trade with your pals for some button you don't have yet and help round out your collection. And here's how easy it is to get these exciting new comic buttons. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box top. You just ask Mom to get you several packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Then look inside the package and see which prize you find. One of these colorful new comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. Remember now, you can't buy these buttons anywhere. They come only as prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Ask Mom for P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As Der Teufel hurried to the secret passageway in the inn near the Black Forest, Superman has streaked to Berlin from Metropolis. And now, in his guise of Clark Kent, we find him in the office of Colonel Greeley, Chief of Intelligence at American Occupation Force Headquarters.
I tell you, we've searched everywhere, Kent, everywhere, but we can't find a trace of Teufel.
But he must be found, Colonel Greeley.
I'm well aware of that. He murdered Dr. Orlowski, the Belgravian finance minister.
That's right.
That makes an embarrassing situation for our state department.
But it's even more important than that. Teufel has the kryptonite, and Superman is helpless against it.
Well, I'm not worried about anything like that. I want Teufel for murder.
Where was he last seen?
At the Berlin airport. The night before last, he landed from a French plane disguised as Dr. Orlowski, made a reservation on a plane leaving for Belgravia at midnight, and then, Well, he just disappeared.
Oh, but somebody must have seen him.
Apparently nobody saw him after he left the reservation office. He's nobody's fool, you know.
We've got to find him. We've got to.
Oh, excuse me. That's my phone. Colonel Gridley speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Captain Meisky. What? You have? Where? Who? I see. Yes, yes, of course. I'll be right over. Of course, at once. Thanks, Lord. Come on, Kent.
That was...
Captain Meisky of the Russian Occupational Police. He just got a hot clue to Teufel.
He did? What is it?
He didn't say. He just told me to rush right over. I presume you want to come along.
Do I? Try and stop me.
We can go through the record offices to the back of the building. My car is waiting. We can be at Russian headquarters in 5 minutes. Come on, Kent. On the double.
Eagerly, Clark, Kent, and Colonel Greeley rush from the American Occupation Building. What have the Russians discovered about Der Teufel? Will it enable Superman to intercept the brilliant but unscrupulous Nazi scientist before he can create his dread Atom Man and turn him loose against the Man of Steel and civilization? And what is the Atom Man? Every tense moment counts now, fellows and girls, so don't fail to listen tomorrow, same time, same station, to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.